And normally, when you call them, they'll come straight away to you, even if they're just across the field or something like that there. But we checked everywhere for them there, and there's no sign of them yet there. So we'd ask for anyone that sees a llama. It's not, you know, you can't miss it, a llama.
And this is in and around the Kilmacrenan area, but I suggest people might keep their eyes peeled more broadly. Can you describe the llamas to us for those who may not be exactly familiar with how they look?
Well, the llama is, how would you explain a llama? Llama is about, all llamas' heads are about 6 foot high. I mean, their back is about 3-4 foot.
Mm-hmm.
The females are brown and white there. And they have a young Cria baby that's only 4 months old. He is brown and white as well. And then there's a juvenile that's a year old, and she's really black, brown and white. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so very distinctive. Are they likely to go to pastures that seem a little bit greener, or are they likely to be panicked by the whole situation? Or would their behaviour be expected to be, Mark?
Well, if a car came down on the road or something like that, they'd panic and they'd start running. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So they might have got over the fence and then started running. But, you know, normally they're always there. Do you know what I mean? They're always there.
Are you slightly concerned in the back of your head that maybe they were taken and whoever took them had the capacity, didn't have the capacity for what remained? Or are you keeping an open mind?
We're keeping an open mind, but always you've got something like that when you've got that in your mind there, because we are the biggest breeder of llamas in Donegal, nearly in Ireland. We were there, do you know what I mean? So, and they are valuable animals at the same time there.
Okay, two adults and two young, 4,000, their estimated value.
Yeah, around that, yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not insignificant. Very distinctive. I mean, if they appear anywhere, people will know straight away.
Yeah, you see them. They're really long legs. You know? I mean, you couldn't miss them. They're not a deer, do you know what I mean? They're not a sheep. They're a cross between both.
They're not a what and a what?
They're not a deer and they're not a sheep, and they're a cross between both. If you put the body of a deer and cover it with wool, then that's what you get, a llama.
And where are they originally from? Not these ones that are missing.
They're originally from Peru. They're originally from Peru in the Andes, up in the high mountains there, do you know what I mean? But we've had them. They're very docile animals. They're very nice, do you know what I mean? They're great. Yeah. We use them for walking, then taking them to children's parties and all that there, do you know? And they're great for stress or anyone that's suffering from stress or anxiety, because they're very placid there.
Okay.
And intelligent at the same time.
And your business is that you travel from, people book the is it just llamas that you have, or?
No, it's a total mobile zoo is this year, where we bring all animals, birds of prey and all the animals, furries, to parties and things like that, and to social events is this there. We've also been in the dealing with mental health as well there, do you know what I mean? And so old folks homes, just helping there, so working with animals there, release endomorphins into your blood and helps with stress, anxiety and Alzheimer's, all that type of stuff.
Mostly across the northwest, or is it across the country, Mark? Or?
No, just northwest, just Donegal.
Right, very good. Okay, but what we want to do is track down these four llamas, two adults, two children. It's no point describing them, because they're deer. They've got long bloody necks and long legs. We'll know what they are.
Yeah, it's a cross between a deer and a sheep. That's it.
Yeah, and it's possible they were chased up the road, not by purpose, but you know yourself, someone trying to get past them, but they ran up and they might have just dipped into a field a couple of kilometres away, and they could be sheltering. Yeah. So farmers in the local area, check your lands.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, it'd be brilliant, yeah.
Are they friendly with other animals? Would they likely run with sheep or congregate with cows, or keep themselves to themselves?
Ours are running with one sheep and goats and all that, so they are friendly. They use llamas there. Llamas are very protective as well. You can use llamas if you've got sheep and you've got worrying of sheep with dogs and all that. You can use a male llama, and the male llama will protect the sheep from dogs. Protect them from foxes, the lambs from foxes as well, because they do protect their flock, you see.
Mm-hmm. Are they a breed unto themselves, or are they a mixture of a couple of animals, or what's the story?
No, it's a breed to itself there. It's the same family as the alpaca, guanaco and llama. That's all the same family.
And originally, would they be bred to carry stuff, like?
Yeah, well, that's what we had planned. We have one train there that we would carry stuff there when we go into the hills walking or go for a picnic or anything like that. We've got panniers that we put onto them there. And that was the original plan anyway, to train the llamas where we could offer mountain tours in Donegal, on the hills, walk on the hills in Donegal, and the llama would carry a rucksack or a packed lunch with you.
It's the novelty of it as much as anything too.
But the virus has closed everything down for everything there. That's the way it is with the mobile zoo, everything there.
All manner of businesses are affected, not least your own, Mark, I would say, you know.
Okay. One of the biggest things that we have problems have would be insurances. Insurance is ridiculous.
Oh, it's gone crazy insurance with things like this, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, this there. It's closing a lot of businesses down. It's having an effect, you know, with the kids. All these, anything to do with children at all, it's nearly impossible to get insurance.
Can you get insurance in Ireland, or are you one of these, is it the same situation sort of with the soft play areas and bouncy castles? Are you in that same sort of a cohort?
Yeah, we We are, because when it comes to children, even though we have farm insurance there, they won't, our farm insurance company will not insure us for anything to do with kids there.
Okay. Now, people don't ride llamas, do they? They don't put saddles on them.
No, they don't ride llamas, no. It's just small kids you could put on the big male llamas, because the big male llamas are very, very strong.
I don't mean you now, I mean they're traditional use, if you know what I'm saying.
No, they use them, traditional use, they use for their fur, their hair, do you know what I mean? Their hair and their meat, and, you know, their milk as well, yeah. But, llamas are very hard to milk.
Especially if you mistake the one for the other.
We would have to.
Okay. Right, so four llamas, two adults, two children, really, really distinctive. They are originally in the Kilmacrenan area, but they may have run off, but I think...
Just by Doxall, Lochiel. We're in Lochiel there.
Beautiful part of the world. But if anyone also saw them in a trailer, look, we have to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, anything at all, yeah.
Anything at all. We have your number here. The Gardaí can be contacted. Let us know if you get them back, by the way, because it's nice to sort of get a conclusion to do it. And I hope what normally happens in this is they're in a field 2 or 3 kilometres away, because they can really move over a period of time, these animals, can't they?
But just one of the strange thing is that they'd normally never leave the crias, their kids, you see. And the kids are there in the field with us now. We have them, you know what I mean?
Maybe they just had enough. Maybe just had enough of the crying in the morning.
Yeah. Well, the coronavirus, they weren't in lockdown as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we'll keep an open mind. Hopefully, they just strayed a little bit. It's a little bit of out of character for them.
Yeah.
But whether it's that, or maybe someone saw them in a trailer outside a service station or wherever it might be, we'll keep that in mind too, because we've listeners right across the northwest here, Derry, Tyrone, down into North Sligo, North Leitrim as well. So maybe someone spotted something. Thanks, Mark.